The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Star Wars movies 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from ComicBookAlex.com.
And I'm Kelly Anakin from Kelly-Anakin.squarespace.com. Someone please give me a full-time job.
That's all part of the URL, right?
So yes,
give me a full-time job.
I'm sorry. Slash... But someone there. Please give me a full-time job.
There you go. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back, and I'm so excited about this minute. I cannot even tell you.
This one in particular?
The whole week's minutes are great. This one in particular, I feel like I got a real bonanza.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, you're excited about... We'll get there in a second.
Yeah, we'll get into my excitement.
This is minute 86 of Star Wars Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith. 86 starts with us saying a fond farewell to Zet Jukasa, and it ends with Yoda saying a fond farewell to Chewbacca.
I feel like Yoda's farewell is much fonder than Zet's. You know, we're saying a fond farewell to Zet, but everybody else, not so much.
I don't know how fond we are of Zet. Zet, right? Jet?
Is it Zet or is it Let?
Let. Sorry.
Because it has
no.
It has
it's Zet, and then it is. It starts with a J, the last name.
Yeah.
It's like Justara or something like that.
We just talked about this. How was it not? Literally on the other page of my notes. Let me see. Zet Jukasa.
Zet Jukasa. Which is, of course, the thinly veiled pseudonym of one Mr. Jet Lucas.
Tuckerization of Jet Lucas.
Yeah. So
this is the Lifetime movie.
The equivalent of. Remember, that, what was it a couple of years ago? There was that record producer who would basically he made his living off of making like vanity albums for like 15-year-old girls whose dad.
Do you mean paparazzi? I'm thinking of paparazzi and the photogs, which was like a whole SEO scam. That's a totally different thing.
No. I don't even
know. Are you talking about whoever did like Rebecca Black's Friday?
Yeah. And then he had a couple of other ones of those. Like there's the girl who sang about Chinese food, and one of her songs is literally just the alphabet.
Song is public domain, but it's like been done.
Right. So this is kind of the equivalent of that. It's just like, you know, George Lucas being like, well, you know what? Like these are my movies. So my teenage son is going to have a badass Jedi moment. And you know what?
But you know,
it's his movie.
Yeah, I rarely agree with George Lucas on anything, I feel like. But if I was George Lucas, which I'm not, I don't want anybody confused. No. I'm sorry, is that why I'm here? You thought
Alex.
I was George Lucas?
It's the spelling got me confused.
Yeah. But like, if I was George Lucas and I had a teenage son and I was making these movies, like, how can you not let your kid be in it?
Of course
your kid. Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, I don't know. I support this.
Yeah.
And like, I was a little disappointed because I was seeing like, this is some really great swordsmanship in this scene. And I was like a little bit disappointed that it was George Lucas's kid. But then I was like, good for that kid.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, it was a bright spot in his ridiculously wealthy life.
And he did, you know, he did a better job than some of the non-sons that are in this movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Or it could have been like Francis Coppola over there in The Godfather, and he could have given, you know, the role of Anakin to his teenage son. So
yeah,
she'd be grateful for that. So
for a brief second, I mean, before you finish that sentence, I was picturing, I thought you meant it could have been Francis Ford Coppola as Zet Jukasa, and I was super excited.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
I think for my money, like the best kid in the prequels, Jake Lloyd, is the kid in just prior to this in the Jedi Temple when Anakin goes in there to say a fond farewell to the younglings. And the kid who's like, Master Anakin, what do we do? And I'm like, give this kid an Oscar. He's fantastic.
And no one knows who he is.
It's true.
No, he's probably living a really well-adjusted, like, middle-class life.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't even realize he's famous among internet memes.
He might. I'm sure, like, it pops up. Maybe not. Because it's not attached to his name at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, the Irma Gad girl eventually figured out she was a meme.
But yeah. I think we just have to find, somebody else had to find her and make it a thing, right? So we have to find this kid.
Sounds like we got ourselves a spinoff podcast.
There you go. Finding, and I forgot, he does have a name, though, right? The character.
I'm sure he has a name.
He's been dead for minutes now, but we'll find him. There'll be a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there you go. When we go, theoretically, if we go to Australia, Alex. When we keep threatening to go do a show in Australia.
Ooh.
If we go do that, we'll make it our mission while we're there to try to find this kid. Because I'm pretty sure he's Australian.
Wouldn't it be ironic if he had emigrated and lived in New York now?
Right.
I feel like, I don't know why, I feel like he's in Switzerland. That's just...
He's like hiding out?
A completely baseless Spidey sense thing.
All right.
Not hiding out, just eating chocolate.
So he's like... An Augustus Gloop type.
Yeah, but I feel like a fit Augustus Gloop. Okay. I don't know. This is just like this very elaborate present I'm building for this kid.
All right.
You're very kind.
Yeah.
I'm picturing him stuck in a tube being sucked up into a chocolate processing unit. I think maybe that's how Anakin killed him. He threw him down into the chocolate river.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what this movie needs, is everybody to have a particularly ironic way of... Like, all the Jedi have that... we kind of talked about this a little bit with their names, that because Mace Windu gets thrown out a window, that the rest of them should have, like, related. Like, Kid Fisto getting knocked to death.
Like,
so you don't want to be Kid Fisto.
Plo Koon gets attacked by raccoons.
Mm-hmm. By Palestinian raccoons.
Yes.
And so on.
Yeah. But anyway, none of those people are, all those people that we're talking about are dead. Including, sadly, Zet Jukasa.
Yeah, they're all dead. All of them.
And not just the men, but the women and the children.
Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On to more lighthearted topics, I noticed this is another platform that does not have railings on it, as is the Star Wars standard. And, you know, it got me thinking that it's purely for aesthetic reasons. I'm totally going to start doing this in my own stories. Whenever I draw, like, people walking on a bridge or something, I'm not going to put any more guardrails on anything. It's just more junk to draw.
Yeah, so, why don't you just trust your characters?
Yeah, that's a great point.
They're people with, like, pseudo-agency. I think it's fine.
Be the change you want to see in the world. Just draw the world you want to live in, where nobody's dumb enough to walk off a platform.
That's true. All right, you guys have convinced me.
There you go.
This social Darwinist, world I'm building. speaking of world building, I like when Space Jimmy Smits, he's like, oh my gosh, you know, when he sees them killing
Jukas. Excellent Jimmy Smits impersonation.
Oh my god, girl. I've been working on it.
Oh my god, they killed Zed.
Right.
But I like the detail that when they show him, you see the lasers like going behind him over his head and disappearing. You know what I mean? Like the stray shots, and they go over his head and behind him. And it just got me wondering how far that old question of how far those laser bolts, like, could they take out one of those cars that are zooming around and stuff?
I guess we'll never know.
Bam. Yeah.
I hope they have a new, like, Star Wars animated series, like, just about the stray shots.
Yeah, each one would be about a different stray shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a Pixar kind of thing.
Or, like, however many short films about Glenn Gould. Was that, like, what, 22, 32?
30.
47?
Yeah, something.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Gould was in there, though.
Right. He was in the scene?
No. He was in the thing about Glenn Gould. Listen, let's talk about a different thing.
Okay. Space Jimmy Smits does seem to be broken up, though. I'll just say that part. Maybe he was this kid's friend. I don't know.
I mean, I think he's just upset that a child is dying. That seems like a reasonable thing to be upset about.
I guess so. I mean, it is, yes. I'm not saying I guess so it is. I'm saying maybe. I guess so. That's why he's upset.
Well, especially if it's the director's kid. I mean.
Right. You think he knows?
Yeah, it's probably going to have some kind of effect on his performance review.
Right. He's going to get called up to the office.
You weren't sufficiently broken up when my child died. Gets a bonus but you.
I think they just digitally upped his upsettedness. You know what I mean? They just tweaked it a little bit
right in
post to give it that extra oomph.
Thank God for CGI.
So then we go back to Utapau. Did you guys have anything else to say about the landing platform?
Nah.
Or Space Jimmy Smits?
I was just thrilled to see Space Jimmy Smits because I just gave up on Sons of Anarchy after 5 seasons. And he was really the only, you know, highlight for me in that 5th season. And I was like, oh, you're in a slightly less upsetting environment, Jimmy Smits. Good for you.
I wonder if you could create a good, like, you know, throw in a couple of transition, like maybe Quantum Leap type of scenes, but just string together the career of Jimmy Smits, like, and make it one thing, basically, like the the TV
oh,
career,
that kind of thing.
You know what
like
I mean?
A montage or
no, just make it like, okay, instead of, you know, I'm going to watch, you know, all seven seasons of this show, just make it, all right, I'm going to watch Jimmy Smith's. And so you start out, you know, you watch some of it, starts out with some of his Miami Vice or whatever. And then just after a little while, you just start watching episodes of the next thing that he was in. And so I'm saying maybe
LA Law,
maybe throw in a couple of transition scenes, but essentially you're just getting a box set of Jimmy Smith's.
So you'd be like, it's almost like a playlist. But like, just is it just the scenes with Jimmy Smits or is it entire episodes?
I was thinking entire episodes, but I like the idea of just the scenes. Although then I also like the idea of just different angles. So it's like the scenes with him, and then whenever it's the scenes, whenever there are other scenes that don't feature him, you could just focus on him and see what he's doing while those scenes are going on. Maybe I'm going a little overboard here.
Well, maybe those are the scenes that you could use to explain how he went from being a drug dealing guy in Miami Vice to being a lawyer in L.A. Law and then go on to become a serial killer or whatever.
Right. And like in his spare time, he's like sketching a spaceship and then you see.
Oh, seriously. Like it's all in universe. It's all Jimmy Smits all the time.
One character.
So he's one person. So it's like. Wow, this is, I think we've gotten too many layers deep and now I can't even.
It is hard.
I would go so far as to say I can't even.
How about this? Let's say that it's not the same character, but it is Jimmy Smits being reincarnated. Yeah. These are all his different, like, you know, his different lives that he keeps experiencing.
Oh, like a less problematic Cloud Atlas situation.
Hmm. Yes, totally. A little more problematic, depending on how you look at it.
That's a good point. Well, I guess we won't know until we make it happen. I'll be launching my Kickstarter for The Many Lives of Jimmy Smits.
Oh, that's a good name for it. I like it.
Thanks, yeah.
I actually just started The West Wing, and I know at the end, Jimmy Smits comes in as a politician on it, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm totally going to try to see how this fits into the whole, you know...
Smitsiverse.
Chronology. Yeah. Smitsiverse.
Smitsiverse sounds like something that I would order accidentally sometimes.
So we cut to Utapau.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Obi-Wan Kenobi swimming.
Yeah.
And I think we see him swimming probably more than any other character.
Well, or actor. It got me thinking, because remember when he was swimming in Phantom Menace, we were talking about mashing that up with Trainspotting, have him kind of dive into the toilet and then end up on you know, Otogunga. But once again, I'm going to go expanded. You know, like, how many can you just take all the swimming scenes? Like, has Ewan McGregor swum more than most other actors, barring either, like, I'm trying to think of people who is anybody in like a surfing franchise?
Leonardo DiCaprio. I feel like DiCaprio. He had Titanic. He had the beach.
Oh yeah.
That's a great question.
I feel like we're posing a lot of really great questions.
Really? I'm sure there's someone like on like Baywatch who's probably swum more than
Baywatch.
Mm-hmm. Yasmine Bleeth.
Right.
Yeah.
Nicole Eggert. I don't know. It would be interesting to find somebody. There's stats for everything now. Somebody at like the 538 or whatever has got to have like percentage of time spent underwater by a film actor.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's only like on screen. I wonder if there are also stats just like in like filming time.
Right. Or how much time, like they're never underwater on screen. They just spent all their time, like their trailer was just full of water. They just hung out there.
It's like splash in real life.
This is totally a tangent, but hey, so is most of this so far. But there's a fake movie within a movie in the most recent version of Annie, like the Jamie Foxx.
Oh, the Jamie Foxx Kovanzane Wallace one.
Yeah, and I kind of want to see that movie. I'll say most of the time more than I want to see the rest of Annie. I have a daughter, which is why I'm watching Annie multiple times. But that movie has a lot of interesting people in it, and it's like a sci-fi movie about like somebody from the moon who falls in love with a fish man or something, and it just seems It's got a great soundtrack. It's a, I don't know.
Wait, did they just put The Shape of Water in Annie like years before The Shape of Water happened?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen The Shape of Water yet. I've seen Moonquake Lake.
I haven't either, but I know there's a fish man in
it. Is this like a Cloverfield where it's like the same? Oh, they're all connected?
I haven't seen Cloverfield.
That would really, I mean, I think we might have cracked this wide open, gentlemen.
We're really doing the deep digging here and getting to the bottom of all these other movie franchises.
We've had some great ideas. I mean, I don't think this one tops the Smitsiverse, but well, it's pretty pretty good plan B.
Yeah.
So then we see the clone troopers trying to find Obi-Wan. And they're riding all-terrain recon transports.
ATRT.
ATRT.
ADRT.
AT-RAT.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't really roll off the tongue like an AT-AT.
No. Although AT-RAT isn't bad, but you have to kind of imply that A in there. But
yeah, it's like whatever the opposite of the A is silent is.
Right.
The A is uninvited.
I looked that up on the Wikipedia, the ATRT, and I was impressed with the stringency of the community with Wikipedia, that because this, you know, it's basically like a mini scout walker, mini ATST that, you know, is like a little, you sit on it instead of in it, and the Wikipedia entry was saying, oh, it's a precursor to the something, the ATDP, which I forgot what that, it's like the all-terrain, I don't know.
Digital projection.
Yeah, and the ATST. So it's a precursor to the ATST. And the ATDP, it's a thing. It's like the Clone Wars version of the ATST, I think. It's like similar, but a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So saying that this thing that looks like that is a precursor to that, then had a little note that said, like, citation, source, like, how do we know this? And I'm like, come on, guys.
Like they don't joke around about that stuff.
They don't. I guess it's because I was on the canon page. If I was on the Legends tab, it would have been like, I don't know, some crazy...
Anything goes.
Goat creature.
Did you know that there was a deleted scene featuring these machines?
Wow.
No.
Can you rhyme that a little more?
Did you know that there was a deleted scene with these machines? Anyway, something else that rhymes with Ian. Mm. Yeah, there was going to be a scene where they're walking around looking for Yoda and Chewbacca, and they're looking for Yoda and they find him, and he's pretending to be a crazy hermit. You know, I guess sort of, oh yeah, see, that's where he got the idea to be a crazy hermit. And then
I was going to say pretending. I think you mean practicing.
Yeah, exactly. That's where he's first workshopping his crazy hermit character. and then Chewbacca was going to secretly climb up on the back of the AT-RT and kill them, just sort of paralleling, you know, Return of the Jedi type setup. But
interesting.
You know, I'm glad they left that out, because I always call this movie Return of the Sith. So I think one more parallel would have just really pushed me over the edge.
Well, and I can't help but wonder if there's this weird scene in this minute where they find a bunch of dead Wookiees, and he's like, all these Wookiees are dead, let's go. And I don't know what that scene is supposed to be establishing.
That the Wookiees are dead?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. When we last saw it, it was a heated battle. So maybe he was just establishing, we won.
Yeah, but they were fighting for the Wookiees.
Oh, right.
They should be like, oh my, all these Wookiees are dead.
Oh no. I don't know.
But I don't know what we're supposed to be. I got the impression that this is almost like the stub of that scene where they're trying to find Yoda, but like it's not clear that you could totally take that out and it would make no difference, like in the next scene. It's very peculiar.
Did you think they turned on the Wookiees also in addition to the Jedi? Like when those clone troopers tried to kill Yoda, did then all the rest of them just turn around and shoot the Wookiees?
I don't know.
And the battle droids got all confused and short-circuited because they were like, what? Wookiees are shooting the... Oh.
Does not compute.
Right.
Yeah, I don't... It's very weird. Like, you could totally cut that scene out. All these Wookiees are dead. and it wouldn't make any make no difference.
Yeah.
I need that to be my new text alert.
All these Wookiees are dead?
Yeah.
You saying it in your Australian accent.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, me? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do a clean one so you can just record that one. And
yeah. Oh, thank you.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, so then it ends with Yoda and Chewbacca saying goodbye.
Aw.
Miss him, Yoda will.
Well, not yet, right? Isn't that? That might be the...
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I'm so sorry. Cut that out.
But the we hinted at this a little bit, that, when we first see Chewbacca, we know it's Chewbacca because he's wearing the same clothes that he does 30 years later, or whatever, 18 mm-hmm. years later. And I think, like, this would have been cooler, this would have been a good moment for a reveal if that we would have just been hanging out with some Wookiee generals, and, you know, because Yoda has, you know, good relations with the Wookiees, Yoda has. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we see them fighting together. And then at the end, Yoda's like, all right, take care, Tarful. Take care, Chewbacca. And everybody's like, still would have been stupid. But it would have been, everybody would have been, it would have been a gasp moment rather than like, ugh.
And it would totally work because it looks nothing like Chewbacca. Not nothing like him, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Wookiees do all kind of have a resemblance, just like a scotch.
Well, I like that Tarful has, you know, darker things in there. So, you know, he's not, you know, who Yoda's talking to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a minute, which one's Chewbacca?
I think it would have been better if he said, goodbye, Tarful, and I will name you Chewbacca. Like he actually gave him his name in that, that scene. Because didn't we always, I always wondered how he got his name, you know?
Yes.
I always thought that, you know, Ma and Pa Chewbacca named him Chewbacca.
Yeah, well, citation needed.
Ah, they get me every time.
That'd be an interesting, I don't know. No, this is a dangerous path there. I was like, well, it might be interesting to see like the like early days of Chewbacca. And I was like, wait a minute. What am I saying? We need fewer prequels digging into everybody's story.
You become the very thing you swore to destroy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, bad news. I think that's all we're getting forever from now on.
Star Wars. Point was, it would have been a good spot for a reveal, I think, and then Yoda takes off and would have left us smiling, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what frustrates me so much about this prequel in particular, is that it feels like there's this great movie screaming and clawing to get out.
Yeah.
But at every opportunity to tell that story with interesting language or visuals or like directorial choices, George Lucas was just like, meh, no, going to put my son in here, which I still support.
You could have done. We would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all agree we would do that. But like, there's so many other cool choices he could have made and did not make.
Yeah. All the other non-Jet Lucas parts are still, they still suffer. So it's not just that. That's not the main problem. But I've had a weird, I don't know. I've been enjoying large swaths of this movie watching it this time. But I think it, watching it minute by minute is helping me, maybe. I think if I sat down to watch the whole thing together, I might be like, eh. But
yeah, I mean, I watched the whole thing together yesterday just so that I would sound, you know, so that I wouldn't have too many citation needed moments. And, you know, it is frustrating for me because I'm a huge Padma Amidala fangirl. Mm. And that's embarrassing, like in the fandom. It's not cool. And I just, you know, I want her to have a better arc than she does. Although I did find a really cool alternate take on her dying from, you guys have probably read it. It's from Red Zap, I think.
Red Zap?
But basically, Red Zap, oh. Z-A-P, like Zap Brannigan from Futurama.
Gotcha.
But they're like, no, she didn't die of a broken heart. Emperor Palpatine sucked the life force out of her and gave it to Anakin. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And if that's what they meant to do, why didn't they ever like say anything about it at all, ever?
I have heard that theory, and I like that theory, but I do not think it is. There's nothing in the text that makes me think that. I mean, it's not disproven, but there's nothing in there that makes me think that that's even implied at all in the.
You're like,
you know, in the direction of the movie,
Senator.
So the only thing that I've read that really made me think that was that in some interview with the sound designer, there was this like really specific emphasis on. Padme, like in the sound design, like Padme's heartbeat going out and Anakin's heartbeat also going out and then starting up again once hers was out. So I'm like, why would you do that if there wasn't some kind of connection there? But again, it's never going to be revisited and nobody cares. So.
Yeah. I guess that could...
I care a lot, apparently.
It might come up in a future thing because they could definitely do a thing where someone was dying and then someone, you know, did a similar trick where they used the force to drain the life from someone else. And I could see that coming up as a plot device. Or like a Jedi giving their life to like saying, oh, take my life force, put it in them so that they can live or whatever. Something like that.
That's the legacy of the prequels seems to be that they will be referenced in things that are better.
Yeah. Or just not spoken about.
Well, spoken of, but not like not directly, not like, hey, you should go watch that. It's like, oh yeah, hey, remember when this thing happened? Yeah, it was cool, but just trust me, it was cool. You know, instead of actually
don't investigate it, I promise.
Yeah.
No citation needed, I got it.
I'm firmly convinced that from this point forward, Star Wars should only go forward. Like, never look back to the past, because if you mention stuff and it sounds cool, leave it at that. Don't show it because it will suck. So
That's more or less how I feel about the Solo movie. I'm like, Han Solo is so great. I don't need for him to have, you know, a very like soap opera-y past.
No. Yeah. That's why, you know, I don't know, this has come up, and we're going far afield from the minute at hand, but it's Star Wars, hey. I was hoping for more of a kind of, you know, not his origin, and not, you know, something between his origin and Star Wars, just like the original Brian Daley Han Solo books, where it's just like, hey, here's the Han Solo, the character that you like, except just a little bit before Star Wars, he did this cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy. You know, same. We don't have to watch him develop into, you know, we don't have to see how he got these things. He has all these things. But here's some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm complaining about it, but of course, at the same time, I'm going to go see it. So, you know,
of course,
their job is done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kelly, we'll have more of this conversation. Can you come back tomorrow for tomorrow's episode?
I need to check my calendar, but let's mark it down as a maybe.
Okay.
Like a definite maybe.
All right.
I'll start calling in some reserves just in case.
Okay, cool. This time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? This is so awkward.
Well, hopefully, you listeners at home or wherever you may be, hopefully you will come back tomorrow. In the meantime, why not follow us on the social networks? There's a few out there. The main places to go, follow us on Twitter @StarWarsMinute or Instagram @TheStarWarsMinute. And then we will hopefully be back here tomorrow for a brand new episode of Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.